All right, you know what time it is. It's time for our last Tech Tuesday of the year because we aren't working next week. And we have Bridget Carey with us, a CNET senior editor and a host, the host of the CNET Update. Hello, Bridget.
Hey, good to talk to you.
All right, top tech gifts. Let's get right into it because I have two kids and I'm kind of a tech gadget bitch myself. So any good ideas for, let's say, under $50?
Well, if you have kids, have you thought about getting the Pokemon Go Plus bracelet? It's something that isn't exactly easy to find. You can find it at GameStop stores, but it's $35, and it helps them play that Pokemon Go game on their phones without having to take out the phone. It, like, lights up when there's, like, a virtual Pokemon nearby. The whole point of the game is to actually get out of the house, but you don't want to just stare at your phone screen as you're walking in and then run into things. So I've used it. It's kind of neat if they're really into Pokemon. But
it's really big. It's like a plastic handcuff, and my son Dylan wanted it, and then he's like, I can't wear this out of the house because people will laugh at me. But it is kind of cool how the different jewels light up.
Do they have an ankle monitor too, Bridget? Can we get that?
That's what it looks like.
I got some prisoners on my list this year.
You can put it wherever you want.
Right.
It was turning heads when I was in the park in New York the other day with it. Okay, but I would say something that's interesting about this year is that there are a lot of actually decent gifts that are under $50. It's just something that's changing now in tech gifts, I think. If you know someone who loves music, consider a music streamer so they don't always have to listen off their phone, that they can stream it into speakers in the house with Wi-Fi. Google Chromecast Audio is $35. And if they listen to things like Spotify or Pandora or iHeartRadio or NPR, it basically streams it to another speaker in the house that has this Google Chromecast attached to it. And what's different about just Bluetooth streaming is that when it's on the Wi-Fi network in your house, the music keeps playing without disruption, even if you get a phone call or a text message. And streaming your music over the home Wi-Fi doesn't drain your battery the same way as just streaming it to a Bluetooth speaker.
So this, if I'm understanding this right, replaces, like, I have my iPod connected through Bluetooth speakers. It'll just kind of jump over that and go directly to the service. Is that what this is doing?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it only works on some apps, so you have to be streaming Spotify, Pandora.
Oh, all right.
A few others, and then yes, it is. You attach this little dongle to whatever kind of, even an old speaker, turns old speakers into smart speakers. It could be any speaker you have.
Did you say dongle? By the way, you said dongle.
Yes, you did.
Dongle is the word of 2016.
It is.
Dongles are everywhere. Okay.
Wait, could I just tell you? I think it was a thing that I put in my laptop to use my wireless mouse or
a
something
dongle?
Like that. Well, I didn't know at the time, and then when you look at the wireless things that are connected, I saw a dongle, and I said to my husband, what the hell are you into?
All right, sorry we called you out on it, but I thought you were speaking in tongues for a moment.
No,
I was scared. All right, go ahead. Where do you put your dongle?
Dongles are just some sort of adapter that you attach to a port. In this case, if you have, I can't stop laughing.
I know.
If you have just a regular speaker that has an auxiliary out, it'll just plug in there, and then it's giving that speaker the ability to connect wirelessly to something else.
All right, I'll get one.
Are there any Bluetooth speakers out there that sound pretty good for under $50?
Yeah.
Or really?
Okay. I think, one thing to keep in mind, everyone is always looking for, I want a really small Bluetooth speaker that has great bass. Well, guess what? Science doesn't make that happen. You're not going to get amazing bass from anything small. That said, there are decent, good-sounding Bluetooth speakers that are waterproof if you're traveling, which is also great. JBL is a company. They make one called the Clip 2. It's circular. It comes in cool colors. You can find it for about $50. That's one of those cheap but still good travel wireless speakers.
And it sounds good?
It sounds good. It has 8 hours of battery life. And it also has a little headphone jack cord. So it's not just Bluetooth if you so want to plug it into something. And also another big thing, speaking of sounding good, this is the year the iPhone lost its headphone jack.
Yeah.
Oh,
so everyone's looking for wireless headsets. And they can get expensive, but we have found one that sounds decent. It's $30. It's got a ridiculous name. It's called the Creative Sound Blaster Jam. If you want to find this, you can go on the CNET website. We have it listed. But this is these are the cheapest Bluetooth headphones that don't sound like complete garbage, and you get 12 hours of battery life out of it. So it's not hopeless to find affordable Bluetooth headphones because, I mean, and even if you don't know if they're going to have an iPhone later or maybe the new Samsungs next year will not have a headphone jack, at least if you go wireless, you're future-proofing the headset for the next phone this person gets.
Last Christmas, I got a...
I gave you my dongle.
I gave you my dongle. Last Christmas, I needed Bluetooth headphones, and I was... in my head... just for what did you say?
Yeah.
Just to put in the living room and play Christmas music. So, like, the last time I bought speakers, you had to have two speakers to get true stereo sound. And the guy at Target's like, no, you just need one. And I go, this is going to sound awful. For $35, it's the best sound
really?
I've ever had. Yeah, I can't believe how good it is. I don't know the name of the company. I never heard of them before. But it was $35, and everyone who comes over goes, where's that music coming from? It's perfect. I don't understand.
I mean, sometimes you do get what you pay for. You don't want to completely blow out the louder you go, but it's worth doing a little homework. If you see a great sale on something, you know, and you want to just do a quick Google search, you know, find out if it's garbage or not. There's a lot of weird names out there, so it's hard to memorize everything, but it's getting good on the prices.
That's why you go to CNET.com, because they have reviews of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because when I decided to go against a review, I wanted to buy the Dyson vacuum, and my sister's like, well, CNET says the Shark is better than that. And it just kills me that my sister's throwing CNET back in my face. But
I got the Shark. It's pretty good.
Is it a good one? Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
All right, but you mentioned the wireless headphones and the Bluetooth headphones, rather. And what about Apple's? Speaking of, you know, you can get some that sound pretty good. You mentioned the Creative Sound Blaster Jam for $30. Apple has finally released their wireless AirPods headphones. How much are those to compare and contrast?
Oh, $160.
Oh, my God.
Get it in time for the holidays. Okay, so Apple has had these, you know, these like wireless little, and they look like dongles out of your ear. They just kind of sit wirelessly hanging, these earbuds hanging into your ear. People kind of made fun of how they look a little bit because they're so unusual, but they were delayed for 2 months. And then today, quietly, Apple just put them on sale online, and they're said to be going in stores next week. And this is could be something that's limited, but I think people who were hunting for a gift already probably gave up on Apple and went with another company because there are other brands out there, you know, of wireless earbuds. But that said, there's a lot going on with these. They're supposed to have a microphone inside that can detect when you're talking and eliminate background noise. You can double tap to have it pull up Siri for voice commands. So it also charges in this little case that looks like floss. like a case of floss.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on for these for $160. And, of course, it's Apple, so that's why. But, you know, Apple also made these other wireless ones from because they own Beats, you know, the Beats headphone company.
Yeah.
And they're delayed until February. So clearly the technology to have just, you know, little buds sticking out of your ear is like they're having trouble with those. That said, you know, do your homework before buying something just to make sure the connections are decent with other people's reviews.
I went to GameStop yesterday. I had to get something for my son Dylan, who's 14 today. And I just, while I was there, I said, any chance that you get that classic NES system? And they said, no, sorry. But somewhere along the line, an email leaked out that said Best Buy will have some in the stores. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, we reported on that leak too, but then now everyone knows about it. So people are going to camp out for this thing, and you don't even know if your store is going to get one. It's stressful. I have colleagues here who are going from store to store every time there's a rumor, just trying to find one. It's not exactly great. And Nintendo says, we didn't anticipate this kind of demand. And
they are lying sacks. I'm telling you right now.
I'm thinking you didn't have yourself prepared. Like, are you kidding me?
And this has been going on for a month, right?
I know, so make more of them.
Yeah.
Although we should show them we won't buy them when they're out there.
You'll see, though, there'll be stacks of them after Christmas. Everywhere you go,
on clearance,
yeah.
Everywhere, because everyone's mad.
Yep.
All right, what else is coming up on the CNET update for today other than things we've discussed?
Well, Well, we are talking about all those things and more, but also we just had a recent report out that if you're one of the 7% of people that have a Galaxy Note 7 still, on Monday, there's going to be a software update coming out that will make sure the phone can never be recharged ever again. So kiss that phone goodbye. Although, if you're on Verizon, you don't have to kiss it goodbye. Verizon said publicly that they feel very uncomfortable about pushing out an update like this, and they will not for their customers because they don't want their customers to, you know, lose their phone in the middle of holiday travel. Of course, they don't want their customers to have a blowing up phone either. I don't know. But either way, there you go. A little bit of ease maybe if you're traveling for the holidays. The people with Note 7s, except on Verizon, won't be able to use their Note 7s anymore.
And this is to tell people, listen, we're serious about this thing blowing up. Go in and exchange it, correct? So they're going to render their phone useless.
Exchange it. You can get another one, anything you want. You can get your money back and put it toward an iPhone if you want. You can do it. You can get your money back. It's kind of ridiculous to hold on to it, although people put their lives in their phones. So I understand it's hard to, you know, do it within a day. But by now, there's been enough warning.
Yeah.
Bridget, you know that video people watch of the Yule log every Christmas? We have a video of a phone blowing up. We just sit around and watch that.
Oh, I love that idea. I do that U-log thing. There's always something weird on YouTube you can do for a U-log.
Yeah.
One year it was like Darth Vader on fire. You could have that, you know, like at the very end of Star Wars.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We're not going to talk to you between now and Christmas, so have a happy holiday, Bridget, and a great new year, and keep your dongle warm.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
Talk to you next year. Thank you, Bridget.
Bye.
Bridget Carey from CNET. A quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.